You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Is anybody knocking?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the happier happy hour, the Friday Eve edition. You can be a part, 844-967-2789. You know, Dom, commercial breaks come up and I go cruising on my favorite dark maga site.
Dark? All right, finish your thought. Then we got to talk about that just briefly.
I go to the Raw story. And there are all sorts of tantalizing headlines at the Raw story, including one about the dark maga. Let's talk about the dark maga for just a moment. Apparently, Madison Cawthorn, the recently defeated, soon-to-be former congressman from North Carolina, that guy, with a lot of youthful indiscretions, you know.
And he's so youthful.
Right up the current. Anyways, that guy, what's calling for a dark MAGA movement, Tom? Is that like the dark web?
I think so.
Isn't Truth Social already the dark MAGA movement?
I mean, really? So, I mean, Getter. If that's what you want.
Getter? That's your plan? Getter?
Getter. If that's what you want is a dark mega, then I got to ask you. I mean, so mega's done being all cheery and positive and fun-loving? Now we got to make it dark?
Or? Now it's going to be all eyes wide shut at the coke-fueled orgies, man.
Cawthorn, according to the Raw story, took to Instagram where he posted a photo of people who stood with him. Quote, "When the establishment turned their guns on me, when the Uniparty coalesced to defeat an America First member, very few people had my back. This list includes the lion's share of figures that came to my defense when it was not politically profitable," he wrote. The list included Senator Rand Paul, Reps Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Wait, is this the good list or the bad list?
This is his good list.
These are my only friends.
Yes.
Okay, please continue.
Along with Fox News personality Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon, among others.
Nothing.
These are honorable men and women who are the type of friends anyone yearns to have, he claimed. Cawthorn said he has a new mission in life now that he lost.
What about his one congressional aide, the guy he was naked in the bed with? Did he make the good friends list?
Right.
He's using the whole fist, Doc?
Because that seems like a really good friend, if you know what I'm saying.
There are other national figures who I believe are patriots, but I am on a mission now to expose those who say and promise one thing, yet legislate and work towards another. Self-profiteering,
all of them.
Globalist goal. It's time for genteelly spelled G-E-N-T-I-L-E, politics as usual to come to an end. It's time for the rise of the new right. It's time for Dark Mega to truly take command.
It's going to be the days of Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Dr. Gosar.
And Dark Helmet?
It's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy.
Dark Mega!
Or Madison Cawthorn, apparently.
Well, he's got a new mission now because you can't get paid to, you know, do the jackassery that he was engaged in. I mean, did the guy ever cast a vote? What a joke.
Is that important that you do?
Is that part of the job?
I'm pretty sure he probably voted against the baby formula and the domestic terrorism.
Well, you got to vote against domestic terror. I mean, half the Republicans might be subject to arrest because that's how they roll now. The Dark Mega, baby, it's coming. Madison Cawthorn, he is wheels up for Dark Mega.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
The Dark Helmet speaks. Oh, my
but
God.
As I played the Raw story roulette, what I found is the most intriguing headline du jour. You know what I'm saying? Just what's Raw story got up there? Well, here's the one that caught my attention, Dom. Trump appointed judge orders sanctions against Mike Lindell for frivolous election lawsuit. Now, there's a Bloomberg report, but I went to Raw story. You know, I'm contrary to you. You try to pretend like you're not sourcing from Raw Story. Go to the better article, the more prestigious news source.
You know, sometimes Raw Story, the authors have a nice twist on what the official reporting is. So I can appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, it can't be raw, all raw story. It can't be all raw all the time.
Oh, yeah, it can't. I'm all down for the raw story.
What's with you, man? Come on!
Get nothing but the raw story. The raw story, the truth. So anyways, on Thursday, Bloomberg Law reported, as annotated at the raw story, that MyPillow CEO and pro-Trump election conspiracy theorist and former crackhead, Mike Lindell.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Okay, I mean, admitted.
You know, I walked around with our sales guy today, Johnny. We're making some good deals here in the lovely community that is Waukesha. And, you know, we couldn't find our address. And it shouldn't be that difficult. It's not that big a downtown district.
Right.
And Johnny said, man, I got to lay off the crack. And this was much earlier today. And I said, well, morning crack is the best crack of the day. Just ask Mike Lindell. So anyways, back to Mike Lindell, Trump election conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell, an alleged former crackhead. Could be true.
No, admitted.
Admitted, yes. Alleged former crackhead.
Do you admit being a crackhead if you weren't really a crackhead? Is for fun?
Hey, man, that guy throws out defamation lawsuits like former Trump rape victims.
No, like literally Mike Lindell, when talking about his, you know, terrible drug habit back in the day, we've discussed this before. That's why he couldn't sleep, right? That's why he invented the pillow.
Do you think he used to score from Tucker's neighbor, Hunter?
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
The MyPillow is so you could go to sleep after nights of crack-fueled.
That's why he wasn't sleeping well. It was from the meth or from the crack. It wasn't from the poor pillow he had.
So I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, we're all in this together.
Carpe diem. I mean, he's just saying stuff now. So say we all.
Mike Lindell and his attorneys face sanctions for a frivolous lawsuit seeking to overturn the 2020 presidential election. I mean, this guy's been promising a lot. He's written a few checks with his mouth that his ass and his lawyers can't cash. Kind of like Trump's lawyers. And everyone that works for Trump, as we understand it, reportedly.
Please continue.
The decision was handed down by federal judge Carl Nichols, an appointee of former President Donald Trump.
Well, see, come on, man.
You can't trust a Trump appointee. A federal judge in Washington on Thursday imposed sanctions on Lindell and his former lawyers as part of the decision throwing out the CEO's defamation lawsuits against Dominion Voting Systems Incorporated and Smartmatic Corp., which were falsely placed at the center of a vast conspiracy theory after the election. Lindell, let's just call him an outspoken supporter of former President Donald Trump, filed his suit after the company sued him for defamation over his election fraud claims. Nichols said the CEO failed to properly allege a conspiracy by the two companies. Oh, you want to see a conspiracy? Look behind you, Mike.
Don't tell him that. He won't sleep for weeks.
Nichols said the CEO, apparently that's Lindell, failed to properly allege a conspiracy. See, I allege all the time, Dom. Properly. He failed to properly allege a conspiracy by the two companies or back up his claim that they defamed him. Oh, no evidence?
Weird.
That works on Fox News? The judge also partially granted Smartmatic's motion for sanctions and fees. The amount will be decided later. So the court's going to fine him, effectively, right? And Lindell has repeatedly claimed with no evidence that he is on the verge of reinstating Trump to office with his legal actions. I thought it was, August 13th of 2021. Wasn't that when the Messiah was going to rise from...
He's given many dates.
The grave.
Lots of dates.
By the time the morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world.
63% of the time, me and Mike Lindell are right every time.
It was great. It's crack. It gets you really...
Concluding here from the Raw story, the CEO claimed in his lawsuit that Dominion and Smartmatic weaponized the courts in an act of lawfare against him to silence him. Lindell has said all the evidence of the conspiracy he alleges is on his website, and the Supreme Court will eventually expose it and rule in his favor.
Well, he might have a point. If he could get in front of the very partisan U.S. Supreme Court, there's a chance.
These days.
That 6-3 court, I mean, they'd lose Roberts. But the rest of them, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett,
I want to party Gorsuch, with you, cowboy.
Oh, I think he'd have a fighting chance. Sneak a little crack in. I mean, Kavanaugh is going to be a sucker for crack.
I love beer and
allegedly.
Crack.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You never can tell how I mean, someone's going to react to
Mike
smoking
Lindell
crack for the first time.
Did, well, true that.
If it were
sometimes
his first.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
Mike Lindell, when talking and discussing his drug problems in the past, has been quoted in saying that, I think it was in Minnesota, right? That like the three biggest drug dealers in town were not going to sell to him anymore because he was gone. He was too far gone. He was up for days. And one of the drug dealers actually stayed with him.
When a drug dealer finds his conscience and says, I'm not going to sell you
drugs. Not only going to not sell with you, but I'm going to stay with you for a little while because you're kind of losing it, dude. Yeah, like that kind of crackhead. When your crack dealer is concerned about your welfare,
maybe you should push away from
I'm just and then now he did, and now he took that all that energy and focused on pillows and, you know, overthrowing the United States government.
Well,
maybe sit the next couple plays out.
Well, they say nothing worse than a dry drunk.
Oh man.
Think a dry drunk's bad? Dry crackhead,
that's
really bad.
That's Lindell for show.
844-967-2789. All the talk of crackheads has brought on our buddy Dick from the garage. How's the crack smoking, Dick?
God. Hey, Dick.
Thanks for that. Yeah, we lived through 8 years of a dry drunk under Bush.
Yes, we did. You know? See, Dom never dries out.
Well, I'm not a quitter, Dick.
He's like a sponge.
Hey, did you see the former guy? What's his name? Bush was talking about the invasion.
A little Freudian slip.
The bloody and uncalled for invasion by one man of Iraq. I mean Ukraine. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, he snitched on himself a little.
Told the truth for a second.
Yeah, right.
Deep fake news.
Earlier I heard CJ bloviating again and wouldn't answer the question to Brian about, you know, all of these Republicans voted against this price gouging thing. And, you know, they were literally in a price war under Trump, $40, $50 a barrel, and a lot of companies went under in this country because they just couldn't compete. But the Saudis still won't up production. And then, last but not least, I think he's old enough. I didn't meet him the other night. Wished I would have. But the next little snafu they always throw at you this time of year, right before Memorial Day, we got to change to the summer blend. So add another 5 cents. And it's just – and then how much in subsidies do these companies get? And for what reason?
Well, we call them perks, Dick, because they get depletion. When they suck the raw material out of the earth, the oil, they get to write off the raw material because they've depleted their source.
Their asset has diminished.
And then they also get to refine it into a finished product and sell that for profit as well. And my understanding is very profitably. Dick, they're having like record profits.
Historic record profits.
Barn buster profits.
Yep. And it's just, you know, and that's all fine with these people. They won't look at the real truth of what's going on. And for 50 years, this has been going on with oil companies.
Appreciate the call, Dick. You know, when I was a kid, sniffing gas was cheaper than buying crack.
You ever eat paint chips as a kid?
Didn't everybody? Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You hear about Rojo?
What now?
He's just subtly sort of great replacement theory adjacent.
Light?
Not so light. Not so subtle. We'll tell you about it. Come back. More Devils.
You know how cute I always thought you were.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, leave me alone. Yet, I find you strangely attractive.
Moon River.